I am Francis Mitsuo Tomozawa, and I was in Hiroshima at that time, August 6, 1945. The aerial siren went on that morning, saying that the B-29 might be coming. But then B-29 flew over Hiroshima as we watched. And so the all-clear siren went on. But soon, I noticed that the two B-29 coming back over Hiroshima. And as I continued to watch, I noticed that two parachutes was dropped. And I thought that it's strange that, you know, instead of dropping bomb, they're dropping parachute. And at that instant, there was a bright flash of light. Then I instinctively felt that there was a danger. So I turned around toward the aerial shelter and started to run. But then as I did that, the air blast came around the mountain and knocked me off my feet. How many minutes I was unconscious, I don't know. But as I looked back toward the direction that the parachute disappeared, and there the mushroom cloud was rising higher and higher, and from the middle of the mushroom cloud, the flame was shooting up. And when I saw that, which I haven't seen before, I haven't heard or read about it, you know, it made me really fearful. And as I continued to walk toward my home, I noticed that there was a young mother pushing a baby carriage. From far away, I couldn't see anything wrong. However, as I came closer and closer, I noticed that the mother, young mother's clothes was all torn up, and she was bleeding from her body. She was almost naked, and there was a baby, a girl baby, in the carriage, probably 1.5 to 2 years old. And as I passed them, I noticed that the baby had a huge wound in her cheek, and it was big enough, large enough. As I passed, I could see the inside of her mouth. And even though she had that huge wound, she wasn't crying. Both of them had a kind of a blank look in their eyes, and it was just staring straight ahead. I went to the hospital, and as I stood outside the hospital, I noticed that hundreds and thousands more people were coming out of the city. You know, they were all burned or hurt, one or the other. And all of these, practically almost all of these, came to the hospital. So as they came, those that came first were dying. So we had to make more room, so we had to carry the bodies out and stack it up in a pile outside and on the ground. I don't remember feeling any kind of emotion, fear, anger, sadness, you know, all these things. We just worked whatever we can. And I think that's the reason why I could shut off my mind and help the people who were badly burned and people dying and dying. And I'm sure they had a huge amount of radiation on their body. And I was right next to them. I touched them. So I must have received quite a bit of radiation. But yet, the bad effect hasn't shown up yet. I hope it doesn't. However, looking around among my other survivors, many of them came down with cancer, all kinds of different cancer. So medically, most, if not all, the survivors are always concerned. And so psychologically, mentally, we don't have peace of mind. To me, being one of the survivors of the atomic bombing of Hiroshima and Nagasaki, is that I've kind of felt guilty that, why me, that I survived. But then I began to think that, well, there must be a reason why. Maybe God gave some of us survivors, saying, okay, look, I'm going to save you, but you have the responsibility to do what you can. We must leave some in words, in writing or something, for the world to consider. Because if we ever forget what happened in Hiroshima and Nagasaki, and for that matter, any war, it's going to happen again.